Most people knew Charlton Heston as the actor who played God's right-hand man.
Behold his mighty hands!
He was born Charles Carter in the small Illinois town of Evanston on October 4th, 1924, but he grew up in rural Michigan. The man who would play larger-than-life characters on the big screen says his love of acting grew out of his lonely childhood. Known for his strong screen presence and his chiseled good looks, Heston was a natural as the handsome hero. In 1959, that distinction and the movie Ben-Hur won him the Oscar.
Who are you?
A rarity in Hollywood, his film career endured more than half a century. From Technicolor epics to science fiction, that granite-carved profile intimidated opponents with a glare or few choice words.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
His talent commanded respect and conveyed integrity on the big screen and the small one. It allowed him to hone his craft.
Oh my God.
Heston boasted he'd acted on every continent except Antarctica. He was the longest-serving president of the Screen Actors Guild. Later, he diverted much of his attention to conservative politics and fought the forces of gun control. After four people were killed in a school shooting in Jonesboro, Arkansas, Heston took command of the declining National Rifle Association and turned it around with what became a polarizing phrase.
From my cold, dead hands!
Tom Selleck called Heston a friend and mentor. The two appeared in the 1976 war drama Midway.
You know, when Chuck started heading up the NRA, it put a face to an organization that, whether people disagree with it or agree with it, had been effectively demonized for quite a few years.
Let me make one more point that I forgot.
Heston was used to taking a stand. In the 60s, he disagreed with segregation, supported Dr. Martin Luther King, and campaigned for civil rights. In 2002, the man who had lived his whole life in front of the public told America about his private battle. He was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Friends say Heston and his wife Lydia, whom he'd married when their careers were just beginning, plan to confront the disease together.